We're listening to the first song played Sunday on the station Hyphen, launched by Radio Milwaukee. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. This is the late jazz icon Al Jarreau, who never forgot his Milwaukee roots, performing Milwaukee.
It's a car moving along the highway. California with me. I'm almost 2,000 miles from my home, sweet home.
Hyphen is a new urban alternative channel trying to elevate Black voices, reflect the diversity of Black culture across musical genres. Join in on what you want Hyphen to bring to Milwaukee Radio, 800-642-1234. Tariq Moody is Director of Digital Strategy at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, host of Rhythm Lab Radio and 88.9 After 9, Program Director for Hyphen. Tariq, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my goodness. Starting it off with Al Jarreau, that is just so beautiful. What went into thinking about what would be the first song for Hyphen?
I wanted something local, but something reflective of the culture. And I wanted something local that people recognize across the country. And what other person better than Al Jarreau to represent the launch of the station and his song Milwaukee, which represents where we're creating this new venture here.
Mm. So. He was called the acrobat of scat. Can you kind of explain why? What was his great talent? What did he bring to jazz?
I mean, he brought a lot of things to jazz. I mean, the vocality of jazz, you know, jazz like mostly as instrumentalists and just saxophones and mm-hmm. trumpets, but he brought kind of a new vocal style of a soul that I felt that was kind of added to jazz. Jazz mm-hmm. has always been about evolution and not staying in one moment in time. And that's why I love jazz. Al Jarreau added something to the jazz tapestry. Other artists added the jazz tapestry. So he just helped evolve jazz to another level.
Well, Tariq, I dare say you've got a new baby in Hyphen.
Yeah.
So what is your approach to it? What do you want to bring to this channel?
So Hyphen, it's a new format called Urban Alternative, spearheaded by the Corporation Public Broadcasting. There's now six stations part of this format. They just released another RFP to bring three more online, and their goal was trying to get more multicultural audiences, Black and brown folks, to the public radio space, specifically the music space. But my personal vision in Milwaukee was to create something for I felt the Black community has been culturally neglected, and I want to bring an opportunity to, through music, through storytelling, and through events, to really bring something unique and different to a community that's 40% of the population in mm-hmm. Milwaukee. So,
and this music that you're the genres, you know, run the gamut, because mm-hmm. This is not just hip hop and R&B. Can you tell us about trying to make that reflective landscape?
So we're gonna, of course, we play hip hop and R&B, but also within hip hop and R&B, playing a lot of artists that don't get a lot of love on commercial radio stations, well, in that world, whether they're from here or from England or from France or from Africa. We want to reflect the diversity of just within hip hop and R&B. Then we also realize there's I'm a jazz fan, but there's a lot of young jazz artists who are doing amazing things that don't get any love on the jazz stations across the country. So we want to bring them into the fold. There's dance. You know, Black culture had a heavy hand in creating house and electronic music. We're playing that as well. Even on the folk and indie angle, artists like Buffalo Nichols, who's from Milwaukee here, who's signed to a label, doing well. We play his music. Valerie June, Allison Russell, Bartice Strange, artists like TV and Radio, who are like pivotal into the indie scene and rock scenes. So we want to try to bring those into the fold and really show the diversity, that we're more than a monolith, that we're more than a box, that we're just diverse as any other group in the country.
Tariq, you mentioned the music, the storytelling, and events. What is mm-hmm. the storytelling piece? How will you weave that into the station?
So like our sister station 88.9, we tell stories throughout. I guess the best way to call them pop stories, right? They're like 2-3 minute pieces about the community and the people who are making their city better. We're doing the same thing on the station on Hyphen as well. Right now, we're basically playing what 88.9 plays for our stories, but eventually my goal is to have our own story team and start bringing our stories from our community into the mix as well. But like in between songs, you might hear a story every other hour, a 2-3 minute story about an organization or person doing something really powerful, impactful in community. Trying to be something different instead of a lot of commercial stations play a lot of commercials. Of course, we don't, like yourselves. But we want to try to uplift and inspire through these stories.
Talking with Tariq Moody about Radio Milwaukee's new urban alternative channel just launched. It's called Hyphen. He is, Tariq, a longtime host on 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, program director for Hyphen as well. You can join in on what you want to hear, what you want the station to represent to Milwaukee, 800-642-1234. Tariq, you have like more than 20 years hosting and with Rhythm Lab Radio. What does it mean for you to be spearheading a project like this?
Well, first off, I didn't see this coming. Like, you know, I was living in Minneapolis doing radio for fun, but I used to be practicing architecture. So just to look at, you know, the trajectory of my life to end up doing this is really something special. I mean, I wanted to give back to a city, especially a city of people that look like me. I almost moved back to my hometown, Atlanta, back during a pandemic. And then George Floyd happened. And then I recommitted to Milwaukee because I feel like the community needs to be represented, needs to be at the table. And I want to create an opportunity for that with a media platform. I mean, I can't solve all the problems, but hopefully it can inspire, influence. And it's not just a radio station. My goal is to become something really unique and special for a community. We want to highlight people doing great things in the city. We want to, you know, support the Black businesses. For example, we collaborated with the first Black woman-owned kombucha company, create a limited kombucha company. Our designs, our logos, our T-shirts are designed by a Black designer who went to MIAD. They were printed by a Black company. So we want to not only, you know, talk the talk, we want to walk the talk as well by supporting Black entrepreneurs. And also, more importantly, we realize Black women are the key to our community and the key to our country. So things that really sets it apart is our gender balance in the music we play. We play about 60% women to men. So we have women identifying artists, women voices throughout the artists at 60% level, because we realize women are really, especially in the community, are leaders, are entrepreneurs, our moms are really the ones that really lead the way in our community. So we want to support them as well. So that's kind of the thing we want to do, not just the music, but we really want to be integral to the community and uplift the community here in Milwaukee.
It really seems like you've been looking at all of the details, all of the details to lift and elevate the Black culture, Black community. And I'm wondering, you know, DJs on Hyphen are also an integral part of that. So what is your approach there with DJing Hyphen?
So right now, until July 4th, we're just giving people a little taste of music. Our DJs start live on July 4th. We have 3 DJs, including me, Anthony Foster, who is a father and a real estate agent. And then we have Element Everest, who is an artist, mom, businesswoman, influencer, taking over the airway. So we have diverse voices on the air from the community as well. They live and represent Milwaukee. I wanted diverse voices on the air as DJs as well. We have a community engagement coordinator, DJ Brewer, who's originally from South Africa. We want to show the beauty and diversity, not just through the music, but through our team as well. So when you hear us and see us, the breadth of the Black culture and Black community.
Why the name Hyphen?
Well, just like I mentioned, like Anthony is like a real estate agent, father, hyphenated. Like a lot of people in our culture are multi-hyphenate because out of necessity. You know, I'm a cook, I'm a veteran, and we want to represent that. We're more than just one thing. We're multiple things. Also, hyphen means to the actual grammatical thing is joining of two words, connecting two words. We want to connect the culture. So that's what kind of why the term hyphen and the F-I-N it spelled that way is the future is now.
Oh, so
that's
wow.
Where the name comes from.
I love that. You know, you had me an architecture. How does your world of architecture connect and hyphenate, if you will, to the music world?
That's a good question. A lot of people, like, I have a nickname called AKA the Architect, and most people thought it was just because I architected music. No, like, it's just because that was my past life. but the process of, you know, design thinking, you heard that term, came from architecture. You know, it's how you think. The process of learning how to design a building can be translated in everything else throughout your life. And I use that same processes that I learned in school and in my career as an architect to think of how I program the station, how I partner with communities. It's the same kind of process to build a building. You're building a movement. You're building an opportunity. You're designing, designing a product that really should reflect community. So that's a lot of it translates over in the processes and the thought process of how to do things. And I really thank, you know, Howard University School of Architecture to give me that ability to think differently because of architecture.
Tariq Moody stays with us, Radio Milwaukee's program director for its new urban alternative channel. It's called Hyphen. Join in on diversity and culture, the Black experience through musical genres, what the station means to Milwaukee. 800-642-1234. Back in a minute with Tariq Moody here on the Ideas Network.
It's a car moving along the highway.
It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We're listening to the acoustic version of Within You by Memphis singer-songwriter, multi-instrumentalist Valerie June. It's part of our conversation about Radio Milwaukee's new urban alternative channel. Let's hear a bit more. Radio Milwaukee's channel, it launched this week called Hyphen, one of five stations nationwide last year to start an initiative to reach young multicultural audiences. Grant coming from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Join in on what you want Hyphen to be to Milwaukee, 800-642-1234. Hyphen's program director, Tariq Moody, with us for about 9 more minutes. Tariq, I'm thinking about your 60-40 rule. I want to call it a rule. 60% women musicians, 40% men. Well, Valerie June, part of that, as you mentioned earlier, some of the music that you'll play. What do you appreciate about her musicianship?
I got the chance to, our sister station, 89, we were one of the first place people to play her in the country. It was just refreshing to hear kind of learning about, you know, Black contributions to folk and country and learning what she brought to the table and her uniqueness, her voice, her storytelling, her writing. And I became hooked on her music. I've been a fan since her first record, Working Woman Blues, was the first single. And I felt like she's definitely needs to be part of Hyphen. Like, we put out a really cool TikTok where we have three women talking about Hyphen. And there are three women from different perspectives of the musical spectrum. One was Valerie June. One was Ibe, who are twins, French-Cuban twins. Mm-hmm. And then Lakia, a rapper that's signed to now Motown, that's from Milwaukee. So mm-hmm. We want that really symbolizes what we're trying to do here. We want to show the diversity of creativity in our community, in our culture. And that's no better way to do that through the amazing women who are doing it right now.
You mentioned Lakia, and she's had a really, you know, a special place with Radio Milwaukee as mm-hmm. you've worked with her through the years. And I really like that connection there. Can you speak to that a bit?
Well, yeah. I guess one direct connection is that we have a program that helps Radio Milwaukee has a program called Amplifier that really works with local musicians to learn about the industry. And it's ran by Chad Roper, who happens to manage Lakia. Mm-hmm. And we've been championing Lakia. Like, you know, we want to champion local artists. One of the things 88.9 and Hyphen does is that we want to champion Milwaukee artists. On Hyphen, we have two Milwaukee artists played during the hour. But artists like Lakia, we want to make sure people know about her. Like, she's blowing up. She played Pharrell's festival. Mm-hmm. Another artist, Huey V, signed to Memphis Bleek label from Milwaukee. I'm from Atlanta. Like, you can't get away with not playing local music on commercial stations in Atlanta. I want to change that here in Milwaukee.
What are the biggest barriers, biggest challenges that the channel will face in its first year?
I guess just getting the word out is the biggest challenge. Like, we don't have our own terrestrial signal. Mm. We're on HD, trying to convince people to listen to HD and streaming. So we're really focused on digital. So it's really awareness. And just getting people to know about it is the biggest challenge, you know. It's a new format, so it's definitely new in the media landscape, not just in Milwaukee, but across the country. You know, it's only a handful of stations doing it now. So it's really all about awareness. Just like any new product, it's about marketing, right? Mm-hmm. Like, anything you do new to get people to know about it, it's just getting people to know about it. Try it out.
Yeah. I wonder though, Tariq, if digital is a barrier anymore because people carry their yep. radios in their pockets. It's called their smartphone.
Yeah. So that's what we're focused on, digital. Like, we really want to, I have a vision to do some really interesting things digitally. Like, for example, I personally want to launch a Hyphen Jazz stream. I call it a jazz station, not for your father. I want to try to really create a kind of a new media platform. I want to take the ideas of how startups do in this industry and apply it to public radio. And I feel like Hyphen is a great incubator place to try these ideas out. And yeah, and I mean, digital is a focus, but again, it's just getting people to know about it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't, mm-hmm. if you, it's sometimes the whole adage of if you build it, they come is not always true. You got to build it and sell it and put a billboards up and put ads up, then they'll come.
So. And sustain it.
Yes.
How do you see, you know, it's funded by a grant from mm-hmm. CPB, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, but how do you see the sustainability into the future and trying to keep that mm-hmm. that financial stability?
That's always a good question to any media venture, whether it's public or commercial. It's trying to look at different revenue models. Like, I'm really, I am a techie by nature. I am a fan of startups. I run tech programs. I help startups out. And so I'm trying to look at it different ways of different revenue options that public media hasn't looked at. Hmm. You know, we're talking about festivals, partnerships. We actually we're working on a partnership with the first Black woman owned podcast network out of DC, a live network. We'll see where that goes. I have ideas of talking to corporations outside of the state about partnering and figuring out what we can do together. Of course, you got the traditional, you know, grants and all that kind of stuff, membership, but we're trying to do a different membership model than traditional public radio. We're trying to figure out what that would look like. So that's still in the works. I mean, we got a little time to figure that out, but yeah, we're trying to think differently on the revenue model for this product. The funny thing, we've got a lot of interest already, and I'm hoping that will stay with us. But yeah, so that's kind of the thoughts of it. Trying to think of it just like any other business, mm-hmm. And the goal is to scale it. I mean, my goal, yes, it's a product made with love in Milwaukee, but I want it to be beyond Milwaukee. One of my goals is to create partnerships and a pipeline with Madison community, mm-hmm. Chicago's community, and go beyond. Especially Black Midwest, which I feel in the media landscape nationally, it's also neglected. All the stories, and I was always in the coast and the South, but Black Midwest seems to be kind of left out of those conversations. And I want to change that conversation, not just for Milwaukee, for across the Midwest.
Well, it's interesting you say that because stations like these are found in major, major markets like New York and Houston and your mm-hmm. hometown of Atlanta and Chicago. but outside of Chicago, not so much in the Midwest. How could that change?
Well, CPB is trying to change that. Like Minneapolis launched their urban alternative. We're trying to create a network together and like really, you know, we're stronger together. So we're trying to figure out what that looks like as kind of an alliance, right? And how we can, you know, come together and help us not only in revenue, reach new audiences. So it's all about partnerships and collaborations. That's what takes us, that will help us, you know, win, not just survive, but thrive and be successful.
Also that you launched it on Juneteenth. I would imagine that that was also very purposeful in doing that.
Yeah, it's the symbolism of what that means. Of course, you know, in Galveston, Texas, the Union soldiers came and told the slaves 3 years after, 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, they're free. We wanted to be representative of what that really means. And a station that really shows our culture and all of its lights and beauty and spectrums. And I think no other day represent that more than Juneteenth. I mean, even the collaboration of our kombucha was red, like red drink symbolizes Juneteenth. So we created a special kombucha that represented Juneteenth. The fact that we work with Black designers and Black companies for our T-shirts, it's really, we want to be something, as I said before, I say, Haifa is not a radio station, it's a movement. That's what I'm trying to create.
Oh, Tariq, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All the best. Tariq Moody, Director of Digital Strategy at 88.9 Radio Milwaukee, Program Director at Hyphen. That is the new urban alternative station created by Radio Milwaukee, launched Sunday. We have a link at WPR.org/mornings. Just ahead, we talk about the scientific study of death and bereavement with the new director of the Thanatology Program at Edgewood College. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show here on the Ideas Network.